The Adams Cheshire Regional School Committee in Western Massachusetts has started the search for its third superintendent in 5 years. WAMC spoke with District Superintendent Robert Putnam, who is retiring at the end of the school year.
I have considered this to be probably the most important thing I've done with my life. I was a professional musician for most of my 20s and 30s. I was a member of Shenandoah, which acted as a backup band for Arlo Guthrie and occasionally Pete Seeger. I worked with a band called Havana Midnight with Gladys Carbo and Ed Flower. I worked with Dory Previn, who lived in the area, and I worked with a great number of local bands. But in 1985, while a graduate student in education at UMass, I was invited to join a team led by Dr. Robert Sinclair, focused on working with schools and districts across the nation to improve educational outcomes. And it was during that time that I was the liaison to the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, which eventually led to a job in the district and a career in Berkshire County education. And time flies when you're having fun. The care and education of our children is, for me, the most rewarding and noble pursuit to which I could have dedicated my professional life.
Adams Cheshire Regional School District went through a little bit of a tough spot earlier this year. Enrollment is dropping. The school district struggled in July to pass a budget. Some residents were unhappy about the district's decision to close Cheshire Elementary School. Is now the right time to leave?
When I was hired in July of 2016, the position of interim superintendent of the ACRSD was advertised as a one-year contract. And at that time, I took the job thinking I could provide competent service to the district and retire at the end of the year. However, as you've just described, the combination of budget issues, necessity of raising student academic performance, the loss of family and students called for a major reconfiguration of the facilities and a reorganization of the academic programming. The budget for FY18 required greater investment of my time and energy to ensure proper implementation. The school committee agreed, and I think that we move forward on that. The full implementation of any educational change takes a minimum of 3 to 5 years.
What's next for the school district?
If I could have stayed 3 to 5 years, that would certainly probably have been the best situation. But I'll be 64 and a half when I retire in June of 2018. And I truly believe that the district at this point needs to identify a new leader who can dedicate 3 to 5 years to consolidating the initiatives we've set in motion. It requires someone who can carefully monitor the aspirations of the community, ensure the continued improvement in student outcomes, and provide educational programming that meets the needs of the community. As I look at it, being a superintendent requires long hours, and I'm realizing that I think a younger person would be a better person to tackle these issues now. The idea is to have this person identified, hopefully as early as the February vacation, but certainly no later than March. During my time with Adams Cheshire, I've tried to do my best for the district, its families, children, and staff. I've worked to implement changes that recognize the fiscal constraints and reallocated funds from facilities to personnel. Difficult choices had to be made, but that is one of the responsibilities of leadership.
Adams Cheshire Regional School District Superintendent Robert Putnam speaking.